Welcome to the real world. Nobody told you it was gonna be hard. You said, hey, yeah, I can't believe it.
Hey everyone, this is DJ Jazzy J, and welcome to Behind the Author, where we explore just a little bit more. So thanks everyone for tuning in today. I'm here each week on the Wednesday before each lecture series, bringing you an enriching background of Dominican's own ILS lecture series, esteemed authors. So this week's esteemed author is none other than Ted Koppel. So let's get started. Today's random question of the day is actually, at the age of 21, this English-born actress won the Academy Award as Best Actress in her 1964 film debut. Who is she, and for what film did she win the Oscar for? So hopefully by this question, this random question of the day, it'll prompt you to stay to the end of today's podcast to hear the answer. So we are going to get started with talking about Ted Koppel. Now, today's author fun fact is about Ted Koppel. It is Koppel's parents were actually born Jewish Germans, and they were refugees who fled to the UK during Hitler's rise. So I thought that was kind of interesting and a little fun facty thing for you there. Today's quote of the day is also from Ted Koppel, and it is, aspire to decency, practice civility toward one another, admire and emulate ethical behavior wherever you find it, apply a rigid standard of morality to your lives, and if, periodically, you fail, as you surely will, adjust your lives, not the standards. So I thought that one was really interesting. He talks about adjusting your lives, not the standards, and I think that's a really great piece of advice that he gave. So let's go into a little bit of the background of Ted Koppel. So he is a television journalist, if you don't know who he is, if you've never heard of him. He's a native of Lancashire, England. And Koppel, he was the son, like I mentioned, of German-Jewish refugees who moved to the United States with his parents when he was 13 years old. He later received an American citizenship 10 years after his arrival, and today he holds a Bachelor of Science degree from Syracuse University and an MA in Mass Communications Research and Political Science from Stanford. So he was kind of all over the place, which is really nice. And he's married to the former Grace Ann Dorney of New York City, and they reside in Maryland and have 4 children. So originally he was a newscaster for WABC Radio, and he switched to television reporting while covering the Vietnam War, and he soon became ABC's chief diplomatic correspondent and presenter of Saturday Night News. And Koppel joined ABC News New York as a full-time general assistant and correspondent at the age of 23. That's not far off from my age. That's pretty awesome that he was able to do all of those things, be in a corporate world and be in a news world like that in New York City, let alone. So on the political beat, he has had a major reporting role in every presidential campaign since 1964. So in 1968, he became Miami Bureau Chief for ABC News, where his assignments included covering Latin America. So he's pretty well-versed in cultures and such. So during that time, he was on the State Department beat, and Mr. Koppel co-wrote the bestseller In the National Interest with his friends and his colleagues. And before being named diplomatic correspondent, Koppel was ABC News Hong Kong Bureau Chief from 1969 to 1971. And he covered stories from Vietnam all the way to Australia. So all those kinds of stories he reported on and he covered. Then from 1971 to 1980, he was ABC News Chief Diplomatic Correspondent. And for a 2-year period beginning in 1975, he actually anchored the ABC Saturday Night News, like I mentioned. His diplomatic assignment included coverage of former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and a tour of duty that took him more than 250,000 miles during the days of Kissinger's shuttle diplomacy. So that's pretty cool. And Koppel's best known as the presenter of Nightline, which is a distinguished ABC late night news show which started in run during the beginning of the 1980s, but it was in 1979. It was the Iran hostage crisis, which was it's originally called American Held Hostage. So the nightly news program ran for about 25 years with Koppel as his chief anchor, and he's known for his consistently knowledgeable and sometimes piercing interviews, depending on how you look at it. And in his anchor role, actually, Koppel is the principal on-air reporter and interviewer for television's first late-night network news program. That's a mouthful, but basically he was the first one to do so, and that's pretty cool. In addition, Mr. Koppel is the programming manager, editor, and Koppel resigned his position at Nightline as the anchor on November 22nd of 2005. And after that, he left ABC after working almost 42 years in the network. So that's a pretty long time of working in that kind of forum. In June 2006, he began work on the National Public Radio, providing commentary to Morning Edition, All Things Considered. That was the name of the show at the time. He continued to work in media signing with Discovery Communications in 2008, and he produced a four-part documentary about China's The People's Republic of Capitalism. So that's kind of interesting as well. And before Nightline, his Nightline assignment, actually, Koppel worked as an anchor, foreign and domestic, as a correspondent, and a bureau chief for ABC News, like I mentioned. So Ted Koppel is not only a really esteemed author, which we'll talk about a little bit later after the break, but he's also known for this awesome distinguishing role as ABC's late night news show, which started in the early 1980s-ish, and it covered all kinds of things. Like I mentioned, the Iran hostage crisis. And I mean, those of you who were alive and this was current information back then, I obviously wasn't alive during that time. I wasn't born yet. But for those of you who do remember and are listening to the podcast, that was a critical time for Americans. And he covered all of that. He's gone to so many different countries. He's gone to Latin America and all of these things on his like mission as this Nightline presenter with all this kinds of information that he's gotten. He's a really highly esteemed news anchor in this business. He's a chief anchor, and he is kind of most well known for his interviews with people. Obviously, as a news personnel, you have to interview a lot of people, and he's known for asking some of the tougher questions at the time, depending on what it was that he was covering. So Ted Koppel is a pretty cool guy, if you ask me. So we're actually going to wrap up the first segment. We're going to take a quick music break, but when we return, we will discuss Ted Koppel's current recognition and all of his accomplishments that he has done in the past, and we'll bring you up to date on what he will be doing at Dominican on November 2nd. We'll talk about that. It's funny because it's my birthday and I get to go to this lecture as a little part of my birthday. So it's going to be a really interesting and a really fun time. So we're going to take a quick music break and we'll be right back. Don't miss it. Standing at the crossroads, but haven't all the answers. Never helped me out, no. All but then a boom shake helps me awake. I need some coffee and maybe a shave, and it's a pretty bad way to start my today. Turn on the radio and what does he say? He says, hey, yeah, welcome to the real world. Nobody told you it was gonna be hard. Just said, hey, all right, everyone, we're back with more Behind the Author here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And before the break, we talked about Ted Koppel's childhood and his background. And now briefly, I just want you guys to listen to a couple of things from his The Best of Nightline with Ted Koppel on YouTube. It's actually under someone else's username on YouTube, but it's a a compilation of his best moments on Nightline. So why don't we go ahead and listen to it right now.
From ABC News, a special presentation, The Best of Nightline with Ted Koppel.
Good evening. This is a new broadcast in the sense that it is permanent and will continue after the Iran crisis is over.
All right, let's get it out of the way. Yes, there have now been about 2,500 Nightlines since we first began. Obviously, there's far too much material to remember everything in 1 hour, and most of the programs, it must be said, are quite forgettable. But there are some moments really worth remembering. And that's what we're going to try and show you, beginning over the next few minutes with a quick montage to refresh your memories.
Oh, I started watching Nightline when the hostage situation happened.
When something happens, you know Nightline is going to cover it, and you know they're going to cover it well.
Reporting from South Africa, Ted Koppel.
Do you ever watch Nightline?
No.
Why not?
Because it's past my bedtime.
Yeah, a lot of older people keep telling me the same thing. Still, there have been quite a few programs that you might have enjoyed if you'd only stayed up that late.
All right, everyone. So as you can see, Ted Koppel is a really esteemed person and author and news anchor and host. And he's also very widely known for many other things that he's done in his recent past and up till today. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at his current recognitions and accomplishments. So Koppel was honored with his first Goldsmith Lifetime Achievement Award for Excellence in Journalism. And in 1997, he was awarded with the Fred Friendly First Amendment Award. It's kind of a tongue twister. But in addition to that, he was also the recipient of the prestigious Gabriel Personal Achievement Award from the National Catholic Association of Broadcasters and Communicators. So that's a pretty esteemed award. And in 1985, Koppel was honored with the first gold baton in the history of the Columbia Awards for Nightline's week-long series originating from South Africa. And Koppel and Nightline were cited for the most extraordinary television of the year. So that's a pretty big title, the most extraordinary television show of the year. And Koppel has won every major broadcasting award, including 37 Emmy Awards, 6 George Foster Peabody Awards, 10 Columbia Awards, 9 Overseas Press Club Awards, 2 George Polk Awards, and 2 Sigma Data Chi Awards, and the highest honor bestowed for public service by the Society of Professional Journalists. So he's won quite a bit of awards. It's really cool to see in his over 42 years of work with Nightline and with the ABC News businesses from Hong Kong to America to covering stories in Latin America and other places in the world. He got to travel. That's probably something that he loved to do, I'm sure, because who doesn't want to travel? That seems pretty cool. You travel and work at the same time, cover stories. That seems like a pretty legitimate job to me. I would love to do that. That'd be really cool. So Ted Koppel has won so many awards for being in this prestigious business. And he was also named the first recipient of the Sol Taishoff Award presented by Broadcasting Magazine. And he was voted best interviewer on radio or TV by the Washington Journalism Review in 1987, and he was also named Broadcaster of the Year by the International Television and Radio Society. So that's big time. He was Broadcaster of the Year. That's pretty cool. I mean, like, I hope one day, like, in my job, I'm, like, the personnel of the week, you know? I'm one of the top people in my office or my field, whatever I end up doing. I hope I'm the top person and can be, you know how they frame your picture and kind of thing like that. Like I would love to be like that on a smaller scale. He won Broadcaster of the Year by the not national, but International Television and Radio Society. So that's pretty cool. It was worldwide. International. That's so cool. So Koppel is also an inductee of the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And he has received honorary degrees from numerous universities in the United States. So he's got a lot of background and a lot of previous knowledge of what he does. And I think it's so cool to be able to see someone at Dominican, at my college, that brings so much to the table, not only in a writing world, but in a world where he's had a lot of experiences in the past, and he can bring those experiences and he can talk to a large group of people about them. And I think it's really kind of the cool thing about this radio show, I think, is I'm able to research people who are very influential. And I don't think they get a whole lot of, I mean, obviously their backgrounds and their awards that they've won, they've gotten a lot of credit. But I think as far as my generation, these people have a really rich history. And people in my generation, I don't think, realize that rich history. And it's cool to be able to be someone in my generation who is being able to appreciate this kind of history and this kind of all of the awards that he's gotten. Like, man, I hoped one day that I'm going to be able to receive some kind of, even one of the, what is it? What is he? 37 Emmy Awards. That's nuts to me. That's so cool. To be able to even receive one of those kinds of awards would be absolutely awesome. So Koppel will be recognized for his 42 years of service at ABC News and his current role as managing editor. Of the Discovery Channel, where he anchors and produces long-form programming on major global topics and events. He not only is he out writing books and things like that for his fans and people to read, but he also had 42 years of service at ABC News globally, and he's been a managing editor for Discovery Channel and an anchor. I just think that's really cool. He's a global figurehead, kind of. He's done a lot of reporting in his day, so I think that's awesome. So a couple of things about his social medias. He doesn't really have any current accounts, like personal ones that he uses for business and things like that. But he has a Facebook page that you can like and you can share things that are posted on there. So go ahead and like that page and share and post on there. Be active on that Facebook page. I think that's a really, really cool way for my generation, at least like I was mentioning earlier. It's a cool way for my generation to kind of understand these public figureheads and people who are so influential in their business when they were thriving and going through it for 42 years. Like, can you believe that? That's nuts. Also, people have also mentioned him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So by searching his name on any social media, for the most part, you can definitely find content about him, articles, his interviews with people, videos, all those kinds of things are from like hashtags and things that they've tagged, not really tagged him in, but mentioned him in. If you click on that, you can go to a bunch of the things that people have said about him and posted about him. So that's really cool for our generation to be able to look at as well. I mean, who's to say that, you know, my parents' generation can't look at it. Like, anyone can look at those things. So go ahead, take a look at those. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any other social medias that his name would be mentioned. And you can also find many videos of him, his interviews, his shows of Nightline. They're all on YouTube. But he doesn't exactly have a direct channel, unfortunately, but that's okay. So now we're going to talk about his book tour that is coming to Dominican, to the campus, on November 2nd at 7 p.m. So you want to be here Monday, November 2nd. It's this upcoming Monday. For those of you who are listening to this on Friday or over the weekend of Halloween, it is November 2nd at 7 p.m. Tickets are $35, which is the usual price. It includes a signed book by him. So Ted Koppel is coming. His book, Lights Out, is what he's going to be talking about. And it's in conversation with Brian Copeland, who is an American actor, comedian, radio talk show host, playwright, and author based in the San Francisco Bay Area. So that should be really interesting. And the person who he's in conversation with will be pretty cool as well. Brian Copeland is a big figurehead and someone who, like I mentioned, he's an actor, comedian, radio show host. He's done a lot of these things as well. So he should be a good background source of knowledge for Ted Koppel. And it should be a really interesting interview, I guess. It's more like a laid-back interview, kind of in front of an audience and stuff. And where he's just going to talk about his book. So renowned broadcast journalist Ted Koppel reports that a major cyber attack on America's power grid is not only possible, but likely. The fact is, one well-placed attack on the electrical grid could lastingly cripple much of our infrastructure. Lights Out exposes the breadth and urgency of the problem and suggests ways to prepare for the inevitable catastrophe. Koppel, a 42-year veteran of ABC News, was anchor and managing editor of Nightline from 1980 to 2005. So that's just his tiny little bio that's on Dominican University of California's webpage. If you type in ILS in the search engine, I encourage you all to do that. And you can look up his little bio and more ticket information. And the link there is to buy tickets as well. If you haven't already, please do. It's going to be a great event, you guys. So I think everyone who's listening should come if you're not listening after the event is happening. So today's question of the day that hopefully prompted you guys to stay to the end of today's podcast and listen and learn a little bit more about Ted Koppel, this esteemed author that Dominican is welcoming to campus and host of ABC News and Nightline. And so the question of the day, I'm going to tell you the question again and then I'll answer it for you. It's one of my favorite questions and answers that I've done from this show and from my last radio show just because of the answer of this one. So at age 21, this English-born actress won the Academy Award as Best Actress in her 1964 film debut. Who is she and for what film did she win the Oscar for? So it is none other than Julie Andrews, who is one of my absolute inspirations. And the film was not for Sound of Music. It was for Mary Poppins in 1964. One of my favorite movies. Sound of Music is my favorite movie. So that's just a little tidbit for you. That was the fun question of the day. Julie Andrews is awesome. So that's it for today's show. I hope you learned something today on Behind the Author with Ted Koppel, where we explore just a little bit more. I'm here every Wednesday before the lecture. So don't forget to follow us on our other social medias, which include Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They are all facebook.com/DominicanILS and Twitter is @DominicanILS. Instagram is DominicanILS. You can also hashtag with DominicanILS. Please follow and like and share this information with all your friends and your family, your colleagues, your coworkers, your peers, all of them. Don't forget to post if you come to the event, or if you don't, post on, let's say, Twitter or Instagram, post on Facebook, tell other people about this, post on websites that are part of the San Rafael or Marin County community, and let's really bring more people to Dominican's lecture series. And I hope to see you all there. Just make sure you're not only listening to the podcast version of this show on Penguin Radio, but checking out all of the other things we have going on for Penguin Radio, like all of the other student-run shows at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Also look at all the Dominican ILS pages. You can go on YouTube and find probably clips of the event and things like that. Pictures on all the social media, so don't forget to do that. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm DJ Jazzy J, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'll be back next week with a brand new author. Thanks, guys. Shining through the window, yeah, I feel the little moon glow, kind of like a rainbow. Oh, but then I boom shake, now I'm awake. I think it's over, but it's every day, and it's a pretty fine mess I'm starting to make. I couldn't tell you I was never afraid, singing, hey, yeah, welcome to the real world, nobody told
told you it was gonna be